Can you hear me? We have a moment of silence, please. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a brief housekeeping chore. Please make sure that all your cell phones and other electronic devices are turned off. Appreciate that. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hopkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Ken Opplinger.
Here.
Clark Kottner.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Okay. Audience participation. Sharon, do we have anybody on the list?
Yep.
We got Cara. Cara, do we want Cara here at this time? Or?
Yeah, this time is probably the best time.
Okay, thank you. Cara?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I'm happy to report that the city manager position closed on April 5th, and we received 45 applications for the position. And Sherry is handing out packets to everyone. We sealed them so that you wouldn't be distracted by the packets.
She's opening it up.
Okay. I'll just let you know what's in your packet. There's a binder, and in that binder is a position profile, just to, you know, you may have received a copy originally, but just to remind you again what we put together that was sent out advertising for the city manager position. There's also a final job description that was revised here this spring. Also, screening instructions. So in there is a page that talks about the criteria that I would encourage you to look at when deciding who you want to narrow down as a semi-finalist. And that's based on the job description and things that we talked about. You'll also see in there a alpha list, a list of all 45 applicants in order, alphabetical order by last name. I also did what I'll call a rough sort of the applicants, so I grouped them in strong, medium, weak. I'd encourage you, if you don't have time to review all 45, to at least go through the strong and the medium. There were some strong medium, but I didn't create another category. I just put them in the medium category. So I'd encourage you that to look through all of the first two at a minimum, and there may be some that you decide are in your top group. Ultimately, after you've reviewed the applications, our next step would be next Monday. We're going to review the qualifications of the applicants and make a decision of who to invite as a semifinalist to the Skype. So that meeting is next Monday from 5:30 to 7:30. So if you would look at the applications and identify at least about 10 to 12 that you are interested in moving forward in the process. And preferably in order of preference. That way, if we end up having different lists of 12, we'll need to whittle that down. And it helps if you have your strongest to your least strongest. The applicant packets, just so you're aware, include a minimum qualifications checklist. We put that together so that it would be easy to look at who meets what we identified as the minimum qualifications. It also includes a cover letter, and we ask them to address three questions in the cover letter. What experiences, skills, and traits qualify them for the position? Why does the City of Blaine's mission and service to the community appeal to them? And why is the city manager position the right next step in their career? So we ask them to address that in their cover letter. And also included in their materials is their resume. So I would like to remind everybody that at this point, all names and materials are confidential. So I'd ask that you keep all names and information that you have in those packets confidential. Just to kind of give you a little landscape of what's to come. So after next Monday, when we identify who are the top people that we want to Skype, April 26th is the day. Sherry sent out for you to save it on your calendar. We've saved the day to do Skypes. And then the final selection process is May 23rd and 24th. And we'll be talking more about what are the components of the process as we go along. Any questions? Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Carl. Okay, the next item is commission, committee, and board reports. Clark, do we have any for the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee?
No report.
Ken, how about the countywide economic development?
Meeting this month was canceled, no report.
Okay. How about the Boys and Girls Club?
No report. We're not.
Blaine Chamber of Commerce, Bonnie.
I was unable to make the meeting. Anybody make the meeting that they'd like to report on? And there's no red loan info.
Okay.
No applications.
Oh, what? Excuse me?
We're looking for the funding for that through the legislature. Whatever happened?
Didn't make it out of committee.
Who is in charge of the committee?
I'm not with the committee. I did that.
So it's dead for this year.
Dead for this year. Paul, WTA.
Let's see, a week from this Thursday, we will be setting a public hearing to discuss Route 55, which is the one that goes from Blaine down to Bellingham. The staff recommendation at this point is to keep 55 intact, but on occasion it will deviate to go out through Ferndale, so that if you have a particular interest in keeping that alive, we'll need to hear from you at the public hearing. Public hearing will the precise date and time and location of that will be specified a week from this coming Thursday.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Charlie, Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee.
No report.
Dennis, Library Committee.
No library report.
How about the Senior Center Liaison?
They had their rummage sale on Saturday, and I don't have any results from that. And then there's Pancake Breakfast the 20th, and then in May 5th is their high tea.
Okay, thank you. Michael, Planning Commission.
Nothing for the Planning Commission, sir, but I do have a brief report for the Park and Cemetery Board. We just wanted to give you an update on a couple of items that have been happening in one that's happened in Lincoln Park and one that is in the works. Recently, an Eagle Scout project was completed that added a bench and completely rebuilt about 200 feet of trail to a really nice compacted crushed rock surface on the east side of the park. And the project also rehabilitated an area near the trail entrance with native plantings. So if you have a chance to go up in Lincoln Park, if you just follow the main road, you'll see it on the right-hand side. Can't miss it. It's actually the first bench in Lincoln Park is in the project. And it came out really, really nice. The scout did a really good job. And then we also have another project that we've been working with another young man on. His Eagle Scout project will also be in Lincoln Park on the north side of the park up by D Street. It will begin in May, probably on the 18th. And this is the first improvement that coincides with a plan that the Park and Cemetery Board helped develop for the north side of Lincoln Park that will include parking, picnic facilities, and an upgrade of trails and the entrance area. That obviously is a big project that will take probably some years and quite a bit of investment, but the young man will be building a small trail section that will include two picnic pads that will have a picnic table on each of them. So there'll be something at the north side of Lincoln Park that helps you to see that it's actually a park and not just a patch of forest. But the first one looks really great, and hopefully the next one will look just as good.
Michael, what do we do to recognize those people who have done that work? Do we write to them, or do we give them?
What we have done in the past is to give a Blaine Builder Award, and I would like to do that for both of those young men. I was thinking about doing them both on the same night because they're in the same scout troop, and that might be nice to kind of make it a little simpler for some of the people that would attend.
Yeah.
But if it looks like it's dragging out too long, I think we'll do them separately.
Yeah, I think it would be nice if we would write them a letter and just express our appreciation.
Okay.
It could be just short and sweet, but I think we should, recognize as quickly as possible what their contribution to for the city as well.
I can do that. We'll
and the builder award sounds excellent.
For your signature and then the award, that way if it comes later, it doesn't look like we forgot about it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. Chief Haslop is not here, so we'll skip that one. And we've got Small Cities Caucus. Have you no report? No report on the Whatcom Council of Governments. And Chief Hollinger? Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. Next item is the City Manager and Staff Reports. Mr. City Manager?
Well, you guys are probably tired of hearing my voice by now. I have a few things to update you on. First, as you probably read in the paper, the Harvey Pipeline Water Improvement Project started this week. I'm happy to report they started working at the intersection of Harvey and Pipeline, and they're already to the creek today. So that is the most difficult part of the project, where it's really narrow, where the road section ends in the ditch and the existing improvements. We encountered some minor conflicts with existing utilities and worked around those with very little extra contractor time. So we're very pleased with their progress. I wanted to let you know that we are going to be meeting with the Puget Sound Energy again on the service area agreement next week. So happy that reporting some progress, and I think that, as I mentioned to you previously, I think we're on the right track with coming to an agreement, at least with the East Plain and watershed, if not for the whole service area. I met on site this week with the contractor for the H Street project. Wanted to let you know that they will be finishing the banner arch, some of the curb repair that they need to do ahead of the paving, installation of street furniture and such, as well as one small dig out here at the end of the bridge where the pavement is showing a crack through that we want to fix. Anyway, that work should all happen in April. If we get two warm 60 plus days in a row in April, we will also pave, if not in May. But I want to get the banner arch up. We're starting to get a lot of requests for city festivals and things. And that is such like the finishing piece of the project. We're going to have that beautiful steel spanning across the road. So very excited about that. I am working with the project manager with the Department of Transportation that is doing the state rail plan on the subject of a passenger rail service in Blaine. She is in agreement that having a meeting of interested parties in Blaine would be good, where she could talk about the state rail plan, where that's at. They're also doing kind of a hypothetical new station description for Auburn. It's all hypothetical, but I think that process and the work that went into it would be very interesting to folks that are in Blaine and stakeholders here. We have tentatively set a date for May 30th to have that meeting. It will be during the day, and I'm proposing to have it in this room. I think it would be a great venue for a public meeting of that nature. So it'll include the interested parties from BC. We'll have Bruce up from the Seattle area, try to get some of the transportation planners in the Bellingham and Whatcom County involved, as well as, of course, the WashDOT folks. So the recent article in the paper was what drove me to recontact Carrie, because I had seen her at the rail plan meeting in Seattle in October. They had like three public meetings, and I participated in one of those. And at that time mentioned to her that I thought we should have this meeting up here in Blaine. So she's definitely very interested in coming up and talking to us. Jeff and I are going to Seattle this Wednesday to talk to one of the officials that manages the Qualified Energy Conservation Bond Program, which is a federally subsidized conservation bond measure that we're looking at for funding the ESCO project. So hopefully we'll have some news to report to you at the next meeting on that funding package. That's our goal. And finally, but not most notably, but still finally, I wanted to introduce Jane Yearling, who is our GIS coordinator. She's been coming to several of the council meetings to kind of learn the nature of our city. She's been with us since December as a permanent employee, but before that actually volunteered for 2 months with Public Works, helping us with different mapping projects. GIS coordinator. Oh, Jane. So GIS is your geographic information systems.
Okay, the one.
Sorry about that.
It's computer stuff.
Computer stuff.
Essentially,
what we have talked about as a future study session idea would be to give you an introduction, but we've been wanting to give Janie the time to learn the ropes, kind of do an inventory of the data that is available to us in the city. There's already been a lot of work done, kind of figuring out what's been done and what's current, as well as learning the different priorities from all of the stakeholders that she represents, which include the other departments. So she's been doing a great job. Yes, Mayor.
On the train stop, the stakeholders obviously include those in British Columbia.
Yes.
Will we be making an effort to invite White Rock, Surrey?
Absolutely.
Okay, so they will get notification.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get that contact information from the previous council meeting where they came, for sure.
Okay, because they've got letters from the various councils up there.
Yes.
And have expressed an interest. We need to follow up.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why I've been holding firm about having the meeting in Blaine instead of Bellingham. A lot of the transportation planning folks are in Bellingham, but this is the community that we're trying to serve, and we have our Canadian neighbors that shouldn't have to drive that far. If you have the time, I would love that.
Yeah, and Bruce will have a really good idea of who should be there, the real decision makers, and he's so, if anybody knows the whole picture, he does.
Yeah. I'm really excited that she's now calling me, trying to keep this going because she sees the momentum.
I'm glad to hear that.
So it's great.
We've got a lot of politicians, I'm sure, that are on the list that we should be inviting as well, because we need to get their involvement.
Bruce,
thank you, Bonnie. I would love your help.
There are no other questions, Mayor. Let's move on. Let's see. Mike isn't here. So we'll go to Michael.
Raven has one more thing she really wanted
Welcome
to tell you
to
about.
Blaine. Okay.
New city limit signs to be going up to a neighborhood near you soon. So we just got the design finalized today.
What size are they?
If you notice anywhere that you go about and you're in the county coming into the city limits, there's a sign that says Welcome to Blaine, and it's so faded you can barely read it. It's got the old Peace Arch logo on it. It's bothered me for a year. I've been working with Debbie Harger and the Semiamu Resort Association on something that uses our current logo, current colors, is a little bit more welcoming.
Mm-hmm. The one on Semiamu, I think, is behind a tree.
Probably.
And so you have to really kind of know it's there.
We want people to
I
be
think
proud
we need to get it up in front. A little bigger, maybe, if you could do it.
Well, it's for Semiamu.
Yeah, they won't be 8.5 by 11.
They will be quite big.
We want to know they're in Blaine when they're in Semiamu.
Everything's bigger and better at Semiamu.
That's right. We want bigger and better. Like Texas.
So, with
Blaine?
So with the end of Raven's report there, I did have one brief item. And I just wanted to mention to you, you may have been in Marine Park and seen activity around the Orca deck. And as you're probably aware, the deck in Marine Park has been in poor condition for some time. We've been doing minor repairs for a few years. And last year, our insurance provider recommended that the entire deck surface be replaced, and of course, anything underneath that needed work as well, but at least the entire deck surface, and probably all the railings as well. That was a really costly repair. It was well outside of the park budget realities at this point. So we are currently in the process of demoing the Orca deck. The area will be prepped for grass and seeded. And
didn't you hear that guy say something?
Well, I know that was the mayor.
He runs by a different set of rules than the rest of us.
I had a situation that I thought if my wife needed to be.
Absolutely.
So
there are plans for that area that go beyond just the grass. We did consult with the Park and Cemetery Board on what they thought would be options that they would want to see there in the future. We didn't really get to a final decision on that, but we are going to be exploring that further. Some of the things they've talked about were the idea of maybe a concrete seating area there that's sort of like a little bit of an amphitheater kind of shell, not near as large as the other amphitheater, just some kind of seating so you could sit by the statues. Possibly an interactive fountain, which honestly is really my favorite thing, a place where that would spout water up from the ground as though it were spouting whales, and you could get in there and get wet if you wanted to, which is something that I think would be a lot of fun for kids. And then possibly an observation deck and or a picnic area. So the ultimate plan is not just the grassy area, but we did need to get the deck out of there because of the hazard that it posed. So. Ultimately, with funding, you'll see something else there, but this coming summer, you'll see grass there. That's all I have, Gary.
Okay. So the next item is mine. As you recall, in the fall last year, staff had identified a number of projects that didn't get funded, just simply because of the budget constraints. And council directed staff to come up with a priority list of those projects that in case revenue were to come back, then we would be able to identify those immediate projects that needed to get funded. So we have, we're in the midst of developing that list, and we'd like to present that list to you at the next council meeting. It's actually a study session, so we'd like to begin at 5 o'clock, and we will go over that list with you. So that's okay. Planned for next council meeting study session at 5 o'clock.
Okay. City manager's been called away. City clerk?
No
report. There's city managers next. City manager's report.
I don't have anything to report either.
Could I ask a question of just the group at Martin property? Any update on that?
We're going into an executive session.
That's included
later, and that is one of the issues that will be discussed.
Okay. Okay. Next item is written communications. Sherry, do we have anything new?
Nothing new. But the email dated April 2nd from Tom Williams and the email responding from Ken Oplinger on April 3rd.
Yeah, Ken did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Charlie?
Speaking of emails, about the 20 emails we get for the sales people selling us stuff or wanting us to go online for the city, sales rep or whatever it is. I mean, I must have 15 or 20 of those things on my email. Some gal wanting us to sign up for to sell the city.
The same person?
Yeah.
Huh. I've gotten a few, but not that many.
You must be popular, Charlie.
You can actually set that up if it's just, you know,
just unsubscribe.
Junk. You can actually go down to junk and mail and tell it to block that sender.
Okay.
Okay.
You might need to.
Okay. Next item is the consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $89,377.21. Approval of the payroll in the amount of $435,212.79. And approval of the March 25th, 2013 council meeting minutes.
Move we approve.
Any questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Next item is council action items. The first one is Ordinance 13-2830, amending the 2013 budget.
So this budget amendment is for the much-needed drapery to shield the sun and also for the acoustic remediation in this room. And then also, staff would like to add an electrical issue that's come up. I believe it was in December. Was it December? We had a power outage, and come to find out that the third floor had no power. Although the building has a generator, the third floor is not wired to the generator, only the fourth floor. So, I mean, what good is that? Michael's headed up a committee that's kind of identified some critical areas that need addressing when there is a outage or a disaster. And we've identified some critical areas on the third floor.
Right. And it's not that we didn't know that the third floor wasn't connected. Oh. It's just we realized the importance of having the third floor powered since we do have a generator. The fourth floor is powered because this was Mr. Keller's offices up here. But so there, as Jeff pointed out, we've determined this certain areas in the third floor that we would like to have power during an outage. And a couple of things up here that aren't powered that would be really good to have powered. That way this can be more of a command center if needed during some kind of an emergency. A couple hours without power isn't a big deal, but if it goes like 4 or 5 days, we probably really want a place to operate. And we have a generator right down there.
Yeah. So the total budget amount is for $20,000, so it's about $15,000 for the drapery and about $5,000 for the electrical.
About $15,000 total for the drapery and the ceiling, if we need to do the ceiling.
Yeah. And that's the revenue is coming from the general fund balance. As you recall, when I gave the 2012 fourth quarter report, our fund balance was higher than our target, and we identified that this project would be certainly the priority, and we'd use $20,000 fund balance to fund that.
Move approval of Ordinance 13-2830.
Second.
You want to waive the second reading?
I waive the second reading as well.
Okay. Any questions?
Question.
So, Michael, the $15,000 includes the ceiling modifications if needed.
Right, the drapes are less than $15,000, and it leaves us a little cushion to do the ceiling tiles if we decide they're needed.
If it's needed.
If.
Okay. Any other further questions? Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0. The next item is collective bargaining agreement.
We're going to discuss that in executive session.
Okay.
There'll be a vote after. Will there be action?
Yes.
So I would think that we should move to executive session. We're going to go in the room in the back. Okay. And we anticipate what length of time?
About a week.
Yeah, there's three items there.
Half an hour. Half an hour to an hour?
Could be a little longer than that. We're kind of waiting for John to get here. We didn't think this meeting was close enough.
So, I thought it was slow.
John was going to be here at 7, and I just called him.
We did, yeah. I emailed him.
Okay.
I think we can call his cell if we need to.
Well, there's three issues, and we can take care of two of them, and hopefully
Okay.
Well, I don't know, hopefully or not, but we can, John's not here, we can move forward
okay.
with that. John's coming for the marking machine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we set it half an hour to an hour, and we anticipate there will be a vote following the executive session.
Yes, there's a proposal for collective bargaining proposal with the police bargaining unit.
Okay.
And so you have to go up or down.
Okay. So let's move to the back room for the executive session.